For most of us, learning a second language in high school wasn't exactly a high point of our academic career. The only thing I really remember was learning songs in Spanish. Eres tú, eres tú, eres tú, eres tú, así, así, eres tú. But what is that going to do for me in Mexico? But maybe make a man fall in love with me. But then that's the end of our relationship. This is why I'm in love with Babbel. It is the learning language learning app that sold over more than 10 million subscriptions. There is an addictively fun and easy way to learn new language, whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way. Now, first of all, Babbel needs to teach English because I'm having a hard time reading, y'all. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language learning lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. Of course, I chose Spanish. It is widely spoken in California. I want to be able to speak to people in a way that is most comfortable for them. And I also want to be able to learn more and expand my horizons. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it easy and a perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other learning apps for language use artificial intelligence, but Babbel lessons were created by 100 language experts. Their teaching methods have been scientifically proven. And with Babbel, you can choose from 14 languages, including French, Spanish, Italian, and German. Their speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation. And there's so many ways to learn. We're talking about podcasts, games, video, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. So start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/argue. That's babbel.com/argue for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is this gonna cause an argument?
We tried.
We don't know how this sounds.
We do not. This is the very first time Marcus and I have ever had to do this podcast virtually. We are always sitting right beside each other in real life. However, I am still on location recording my television show, and Marcus is holding down the home front. But if you don't know who we are, my name is Angel Akita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel, That Chick Angel. And I am joined by my husband, my comrade, my lover, my friend. Tell him who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. That Heifer, a.k.a. Marcus Ain't on the Gram. It's me, y'all. I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. This is a weekly podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, we do this every week, and we talk about any and everything we goddamn feel like it. Whether it's relationships, friends, family, politics, you, whatever we feel like talking about, that's what we're gonna talk about.
Ain't that the truth? And today makes no exception. You already heard from one of our sponsors, but we also have four other sponsors today. Now, let me tell you about these sponsors. These are people that help make this happen. Mm-hmm. They help make sure that we have the equipment that we don't know how to use so that we can get these episodes up weekly for you all. And all of our sponsors for today's podcast are Babbel, ZocDoc, Four Sigmatic, HelloFresh, and BetterHelp. We'll tell you more about each one of them later on in the podcast, but please make sure you check them out. Use our promo codes. Let them know that we sent you. If it is a service that you've been thinking about needing, please try our sponsors out. You know, we're here to connect you with good products, good services, and it ultimately helps us.
Absolutely.
We also have some other people in the building. Tell the people who the people are that are in the building
right now.
That's
the immediate family. That's everybody on Patreon. What's happening, family? Y'all may, if you're listening or watching, y'all may see us looking away slightly because we're looking at their comments. I got to turn this off. We're looking at their comments. We're looking at their, they just checking this conversation, whatever it may be, all over the place. We're doing this live for the first time, and I got on these noise canceling headphones, and I was like, I can't hear myself talk, so let me turn that off.
We are doing this virtual for the first time. Yeah. Also, we do other things with our Patreon. Like we'll be doing a live Wednesday on a Tuesday today, where we get to meet some of them and get to know them. We also do movie nights as well as other activities. So for the low $5, You can go to www.patreon.com/ That Chick Angel and join us and join the party.
Y'all come on through.
Them heifers, them wings,
them riders.
Them riders. Yes. So
I see we got a bunch of people's first live up in here too. Welcome. Glad y'all could join in with us.
Marcus, real quick, tell them what the experience was like trying to get this together today.
Oh, it's been hell. It ain't actually. It ain't been that bad. It's just a lot of, like she said, trial and error trying to get to this point. You do all the stuff that you normally do, but I'm working off a completely different laptop from what Angel usually works off of. I'm working on my own. So all these settings got to be changed. We're using equipment that we haven't used in quite some time. So getting all this stuff set up. We got a bunch of buttons pushed that have never been pushed when we were doing this the whole 7 years. I've never seen any of these things lit up on this thing, but they lit up today because that's what worked. So it is what it is.
Okay. So I'm excited about this segment that we've never done before.
New segment. We should have some explosions and music.
Oh, yeah. We'll make sure we do a dope soundbite for this section right here for our editor and our producer to put in. Let's go back.
Way back.
Back in time. So in this segment, we are traveling back in time. You all should know by now, if you don't know, I've been on YouTube for 13 years. Our podcast has been in existence for 7 years. So we've got a vault of content that we can go back to, listen to, or watch and give our impression about whether or not these things still stand the test of time. Well, today we'll be going back to a podcast episode that we filmed back in March of 2016. So we had already been in existence for, we hadn't even had the podcast for a full year yet, but we had already done quite a few episodes. So this is from a podcast entitled Who Wears the Pants? So, but you would be willing to kind of reverse the traditional gender roles.
Absolutely.
And be
absolutely, I would be Stedman quickly.
Stedman has a job.
It was Stedman's ignorant because I wouldn't.
Stedman ain't married and he ain't put no.
No, I would definitely. I wouldn't just not work whatsoever. What if that's what it had to be? Yeah, if you were working to where you couldn't watch the kids and you were bringing in that much money to where you like, we can't afford for you to not be bringing in no income. We need somebody at the house and be like, I'll call them right now. They ain't getting no 2 week nothing. I'm like, yes, it's Marcus. I ain't coming in no more.
He's like, I'm gonna periscope my.
I know. Yeah.
Oh, how she found this is amazing. I didn't even know what the clip was going to be fully. Oh, so we are not. Well, yeah, we're in that place of Marcus came off of his 9-to-5. He is now a full time influencer, full time content creator, full time podcasting host. And yeah. I mean full-time by that is how you bring in all your money. Right. Full-time hours is not the same.
Yeah. I mean, we still not at that. You don't need to bring in income because that's that never happened. I was actually, it's crazy because it actually turned out that I was making less money I was stifling the entrepreneur money by doing my 9-to-5, which would end up being more than what I was making on my regular job. So, from the standpoint of coming off my job, that definitely happened. I don't think we saw it happening this way back then. I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever think it would ever happen the way we were bringing up? Because I'm not just somebody going to be like, all right, I ain't got to make no money. Is that ego? Yeah, it's a little toxic, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's like, yeah, that definitely happened, but it was like, no, I quit my 9-to-5 to make more money.
But more specifically to currently, right now in this moment, we are in a situation where there is no possible way for me to be the one at home taking care of the kids because I am in a completely different state right now. Mm-hmm. Looking back at younger Marcus, what would you say to him? Because you're in that situation where you are 100% the caretaker of these four kids?
I've been like, you got it.
Yeah. Is that how you feel?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not that, it's not like I didn't think it was possible. Like I said, I would have told myself to prepare for the unknown.
Uh-huh.
In a good way.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, just be, this is like Bruce Lee said, be water. Be willing to change to your environment.
Come on, Bruce Lee. I'm here for it. I will never say that I knew what this was going to look like, but I did know this would eventually happen. I'm not trying to say like, I knew one day, like, my income would be so phenomenal that, like, you know, whether or not you had a full-time job would matter. But I knew that my career could force me to have to leave the house to work. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think I would have from jump married someone that I thought wasn't willing to be this type of team player that you are. Cause some dudes you might say that you have toxic masculinity, and I'm sure you do, but you don't have it on the level that some dudes do, where it's just like, nah, if you ain't able to cook, if you ain't able to be here, change the diapers, kiss the boo-boos, then it ain't gonna work.
Yeah, and that's why they'll never have a boss chick. Ever. They will never.
But a lot of them don't. They don't want a boss. They want somebody to be able to control via the way that they are the only source of provision.
Yeah, and in my opinion, I know a lot of people. I know a lot of women. I know a lot of black women. And I know very little, very few that would be willing to take that, I don't want to call it a submissive role. I don't know what I want to call it, but I don't know very few that would be willing to give up their potential for somebody else's ego. And
right. And
by that, it's like, why, in my opinion, it's like, if you are with a woman, or you were with a woman that has that potential to skyrocket, it's only going to skyrocket him too. So why would you want to put that flame out just for your ego? Like, it, to me, that's stupid, but it is what it is. Different strokes.
It's different strokes for different folk. I mean, there are some women that, you know, it's not so much about, there's one thing, there's the difference between, I guess, being a stay-at-home mom versus just wanting to be a kept woman. And
yeah, now I know some boss chicks out there that want to be kept. They're like, look, yeah, I'm making my money, I'm doing my thing, but I'd be more than happy for somebody to come along and be like, you ain't got to work no more. Now, the status he going to have to be at is going to be on some Forbes magazine.
right. Like, there's
you ain't going to be working at the potato chip factory. You're going to have to own Lay's. That's what...
I will say that there are some, you definitely have to be okay with knowing that if their life falls apart, that your life fully falls apart too. You know what I'm saying? Or that, like, and that's fine. That's a trust that we have to have. I mean, there's a lot of trust that you are putting in me, because one thing that I think me and Marcus, I don't know, I don't want to speak for you. We had the revelation recently that, like, currently, while both me and Marcus are bringing in income, Marcus's income is linked with working with me. So I have to stay alive and healthy in order for his income to continue to pour in. It's the same thing, like the income, some of the income at one point in time, a large portion of my income relied on Kevin. being healthy and Marcus being healthy. It was like, okay, now I need both of you to not get sick, because it's going to, like, I still have my brand deals. I could still, you know, there's still certain things that I could keep going, but you are an integral part to this podcasting that I do. You're an integral part to the vlogs that we do. It wasn't until this acting job that I'm in right now, where it's just like, okay, here's a stream that I just got to show up. And as long as the show is going, is happening, if I show up and do my job, this income comes in. But like, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll let you in.
So there is a lot of trust in, like, I now understand my responsibility in a completely different way of, like, one, how I take care of myself, two, where the risk that I will not take, even with where my body travels in places. I am like, unless I can pretty much guarantee that I'm fully safe, I'm not going to go there, because there are other people depending on me as a part of their livelihood. And I don't want, for one of my careless mistakes, to ruin that for somebody. Yeah. And that includes Marcus, and that includes Kev, and that includes Melissa.
Yeah.
But what are you going to say?
And the family. A big part of that comes along with just having that first child of, let me think before I react to certain things. Or it's a chess game. Let me think a couple of steps ahead before I go down this road or go to this party or go to this, you know, whatever it may be. But with me stepping off and then understanding what all this was, that's something I don't think, like you said, some women, some people would be willing to understand and accept that possibility of, if that person's stuff fall apart, that means I fall apart. That's something I don't know if I would always 100% like, hey, I'm just going to have this much trust in them, because I'm like, hey, I keep in touch with my old job with them people all the time.
and the thing is,
Angel could all of a sudden get interested in somebody else. It's like, hey, will you go on and do yo? I'm going to be over here. I can land back on my feet.
Of course, all of us in any of these situations, we can land back on our feet. It's just, the recovery time is going to be different because our lifestyle is based off of our current income. If we were still living in Van Nuys, then the bounce back is a lot easier. Our lifestyle would be based a lot drastically cheaper than our current income.
Yeah.
But real quick, before we go continue this conversation, let's talk about our first sponsor, Zocdoctor.
Hey.
Okay, so... I definitely think that because of, it'd be different if we would have stayed fully, like, and it's not like we wilding out right now, but if we would have stayed in our smaller home, if we would have, you know, stayed in the vehicles that were either paid off or getting ready to be paid off, there's a little difference in the how we bounce back. Would have.
Oh, no.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Just in that moment, as you were saying that, we always talk about how we would be balling if we stayed in our old home, because we stayed in the old house. We would have never got new vehicles. We would have just stayed at the same level, but the amount of money we would be having to pay the government, or we would have to figure out how to expense. It would be probably impossible. We would have to go lease a building for podcasting.
The amount of cameras, I mean, we already now have.
We got so many.
A lot of cameras. And it's, I remember, oh, what's so
one,
crazy
two,
is
three.
I remember.
We got four cameras just right here at the house. And this ain't even where we be shooting.
What is crazy is that I remember watching family vloggers and they'd be like, oh, I went and bought a new camera. And I was like, huh? I didn't get a new camera. They cost so much. But now I'm like, okay, we need a new camera because these taxes is about to beat the brakes off of us. But
and these cameras be looking good too.
But I will say that not much has changed in that perspective that we had, like Marcus said, it wasn't the way maybe that he thought it would happen. But like I said, this current situation, extreme current, the situation that has us doing this podcast virtually, this is what I saw eventually happening. It wasn't something that I was like wishing for. And I'm still praying that the show that I'm on that gets picked up and that we shoot in LA. And then, you talking about feeling like I'm living the absolute dream that I have envisioned all my life. You ain't gonna baby tell me nothing.
No one knows what you're looking for in a doctor better than you, okay? And no one's better at giving you the tools to find the perfect doctor than ZocDoc. They are a sponsor of today's podcast. The people who created ZocDoc found a major pain points in healthcare. All the things weren't working, right? And they said enough. And they made booking a doctor surprisingly pain-free. So finding a doctor and booking a doctor who's right for you doesn't have to be a terrible experience. Will they take your insurance, understand your needs, or be available when you need them? With ZocDoc, the answer can be refreshingly pain-free, yes. There are some amazing doctors out there, but really the only ones that matter are the ones that actually take your insurance. If they don't take your insurance, you ain't about to go see them because you're going to have to pay a whole bunch out of pocket. Why are you paying for insurance if you ain't going to have an in-network doctor, right? So with ZocDoc, you can focus on doctors who are in-network, putting you on the path to see doctors who are right for you. No more wasting and hunting down Aunt Shirley's cash-only chiropractor or the dentist your coworker recommended who's out of network, right? So first of all, ZocDoc is a free app that shows you who's your doctor, with patient reviews, right? So if someone has gone to see them, they can review them so you know a real person has actually experienced them, and you get to see if they take your insurance and if they're available when you need them. Read up on local doctors, give verified patient reviews, see what other real humans had to say about their visit. Go to ZocDoc, choose a time and whether you want to see the doctor in person or do a video visit. And just like that, you're booked. Find the doctor that's right for you and book an appointment that works on your schedule. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I am one of them. It's my go-to whenever I need to find a doctor and book one. In a chaotic world of healthcare, let ZocDoc be your trusted guide to find quality doctor in the way that is surprisingly pain-free. With ZocDoc, you can get your docs in a row. Go to ZocDoc.com/argue and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for top-rated doctors today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/argue. That's, again, ZocDoc.com. Woo, that's a tongue twister. /argue.
So this episode, for those of you all who are watching live, they're, of course, watching this in current time. But those of you all who are watching it on our YouTube channel at a regular time, we're recording this early, but this will be landing on 420, which I know that some of our Patreon listeners are participators in the medicinal drug that is called marijuana, Mary Jane, mm-hmm. Chronic.
All the above. That's all sticky. The above.
So, Marcus, some people just do it recreationally. There's no medicinal benefit other than they just
like to smoke weed.
Enjoy it. How were you introduced to weed?
How was I introduced to weed? Just from people around me smoking it?
Like your peers or peers? Bigger cousins?
No, peers. Like people, I probably didn't get introduced. It was in high school when I...
Really?
When I was around people that... There was already people. It was in high school. Like I knew.
I now middle school.
Now that I'm, when I got older, I now know that. Like, oh no, there were adults that I was around that was definitely smoking. But when I was younger, I had no idea because they were careful about letting kids see what they was doing. Mm-hmm. But as far as being around it and everything, yeah, I was in high school by that point.
I'm trying to think of when I was introduced to weed. I want to say I was a lot younger than that.
Yeah, I could imagine.
Shut up. Even though, no, I was in, the fact of the matter is, I'm going to say middle school, but it would have been at Bryan Station Middle School.
I went to Bryan Station with nobody in.
I know, but still, the people you went to high school with, a lot of them did go to Bryan Station Middle School.
It sounded like the bad seeds was with you. You the common denominator here. Oh, when I went there, it was this.
Whatever.
I think it was you.
I definitely knew. What's crazy is that I think I knew. Oh, no. I knew about it in elementary school because of one of my older sisters.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Yeah, I bet you said younger. I was like, yeah, I'm sure you did when you were a lot younger.
One of my older sisters.
Yeah. Now, I was aware of it. I was just wasn't around it until.
It was never like I saw her like rolling a joint or anything like that. But like I know like her and my mom, they got into it because she was outside smoking weed. I want to say I might have known about crack before I knew about weed.
Dang.
Which is, yeah. Ain't that a shame?
Be more. That's
I'm pretty sure I knew about crack cocaine before I knew about weed. So when did you start? Well, did you? First, let me not assume, even though I already know the answer. I don't want the audience to feel as if they should make any assumptions about you. Did you participate in the herbal extracurricular activities?
Yes. Here's something that a lot of you don't know. Very rarely, though. Very rarely.
Like, when did you start in? What made you go, okay, I want to give it a try?
Just from being around it. And I knew, by that point, by the time I was around it, I knew so many people. I'm talking about in high school, like, literally every. I think I was probably one of the few that didn't smoke weed. Mm-hmm. And then, the first time I smoked it, I was like, yeah, I was in high school. I was probably like a junior, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sophomore, junior, something like that. And it was just like, we was at a party. I was like, yeah, I tried. And it was around people like I trusted. It was like people I grew up with and everything. So first time, you don't feel nothing. I ain't feel nothing.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
You know, that's not my first time experience. So.
Nah, it wasn't. No, I didn't feel nothing at all. And then there was times where I was like, all right, I see why people into this.
Really? Okay, so tell me why. Because, you know, that's not my experience. So,
like, all right, for one time, I told you, I don't know if I told, if y'all heard this story, but it was one time me and my two best friends I grew up with, we got back together after, I think we hadn't seen each other in probably like 12, 13 years, probably even longer than that. And we, can y'all hear that? Can you hear Amar and his switch? All right.
No.
Coughing in my face. And we hadn't seen each other, been around, like the three of us hadn't all been together for like 12, 13, probably longer than that, like I said. And then one of the three of us, we hadn't talked to him. We went like 10 years without talking to him because he just disappeared. Mm-hmm. But then when we all met up again, it was like, dang. So we were just sitting there, and he had been smoking. I think he probably started when he was 5. Go tell Sy to do it. Go tell Sy to do it.
Listen, y'all know we still got a parent. God, this is the reason why we don't shoot at the house no more. Because
y'all like, oh, I want to see a Martin. No, it's annoying. Anyway, so that night we went out, and my friend's driving, and I had smoked with them. It's something called cherry diesel. I still don't know what it is. Never heard of it other than that night. But that stuff was extraordinary because I was so relaxed. So it was so bad. My friend James, he's with us. He's never been able to drive. So any type of indulgence of alcohol or weed had nothing to do with that. So we get downtown. This is in Kentucky. He's trying to parallel park. And I'm like, give it up, okay? Just go pull behind that other car. Nah, I got it. Long story short, police end up pulling up on us because apparently they were parked watching us. We in his Mustang, he got a convertible Mustang. We surrounded by cops. And they walk up and start questioning him. And James has a natural high look anyway, his whole life. Mm-hmm. His eyes have always been bloodshot. He's got this look on his face of, hey, man, groovy. Like, that's what you see his face. So, anyway, we go through this whole thing. Long story short, they end up letting us go. But the whole time we're going through it, between them pulling him out of the car, giving him a breathalyzer, questioning us the whole time, I'm sitting there just calm, relaxed. They're asking questions. I'm answering just as calmly. They try to say he didn't have insurance, a proof of insurance. And I said, well, Mr. Officer, I found this in his glove compartment. It didn't show. It's a receipt showing that he's paid his insurance for the next 6 months. This was 3 months ago. Does that clear us? Like, this is how I'm talking. And by the time, even when they had him out of the car, I'm talking to my other, I'm like, hey, so he's probably going to go to jail because I think he may have had a drink. Mm-hmm. I said, however, the club is 2 blocks. We're right now in the middle of the street. Do not let them convince you to move this car because then they're going to come for you. So as soon as they let us go, we're going to get out and we're going to walk to the club and then we'll make some phone calls because he's got police in his family, so he'll be fine. I've already planned this whole thing out. And I'm like, relax. I had no worries at all. And by the end of the night, I was like, man, that was some good stuff. But like I said, they ended up letting us go. They was like, look, we got a whole bunch of other crap to worry about. We don't worry about you. Stay out of trouble. It's like, thank you, fine gentlemen.
Well, weed has always smelled like booty juice to me. So that was easy. It was an easy turnoff. And, you know, having, not to say that a drug addict of hard drugs is anywhere similar to someone that it partakes in smoking marijuana regularly, because I had people who were drug addicts in my family, the use of drugs of any sort was very unattractive to me, just like, bleh. Even though so many people around me, like you said, like there was a lot of people in high school that was smoking weed, even like folk, you know, people try to put this whole stereotype of what it's like what a weed head is like. Mm-hmm. But like, I knew people who were class president, you know, like doing very well, honor roll, that smoked weed. So I knew that it didn't like
destroy your life like other drugs would have. Yeah.
Could, because there are people who are functioning off of some harsh drugs. It literally, my curiosity to even try marijuana did not peak until I had Good Moms Bad Choices on my Mommy Confessions podcast. That is when I was like, okay, now hearing their initial stories about how they were introduced to weed, like, pissed me off for them. They were fine about it. I was pissed off because they were really young. They were not little Marcus's age, but the age, they were like 13 and 14. And I was just that's way too young. I don't care what anybody, I think they might have been little Marcus's age. Actually, no, I think they might have been like 12.
Yeah, dang.
But then when they spoke about it from a grown woman perspective and from a non-shamed perspective, I was like, maybe I would like to try that, because I didn't drink alcohol for the longest time. I didn't drink alcohol until like my mid to late 20s. And then once I got the hang of what I wanted that experience to be like, mm-hmm. I enjoyed the experience, where my first couple experiences were terrible enough that I was like, this is stupid. But I also realized this experience is not looking like some other people's experience. But before I jump more into that, let me tell you about our next two sponsors, For Sigmatic and HelloFresh. So you all already know, most of y'all already know how terrible of an experience I had my first time, which really, I think, kind of just killed me from ever wanting to do it again. I had every bad symptom you could think of.
Literally, I was like, that stuff don't be happening to people. Wrong.
It happened to me. It happened to me. I definitely had way too much.
That was the main thing, is way too much.
I did not have the people with me did not have the appropriate knowledge for me to have put all of my trust in them, unfortunately. So I'm good. I'm good. I think I am good on it. Also, go ahead.
No, go.
Also, I don't like the inhaling of smoke. And so I was like, this is terrible for your throat. I was like, why? Go ahead.
What was I going to say? I don't remember. Go ahead and finish what you was going to say.
Long of the short was, since 2020 had taken away my 40th birthday because of COVID, this was the one thing that I was like, I can do this. I can try weed for the first time. Unfortunately, me and my husband did not have the best communication around the experience and what I wanted the experience to be like. So he did what he thought was best, which wasn't actually best in the situation. Huh?
I said, nah.
But I know his intention was what he thought was best. It just didn't turn out that way. And I smoked in my friend's backyard and end up trying to convince myself not to have a panic attack because I knew it was getting ready to happen. And I was like, Angel, I know it would be so much simpler if you just went to the hospital now, but they're going to be like, ma'am, you are just high. These are the conversations I'm having in my head. I know for a fact that I'm only feeling this way because I am beyond high. But it didn't matter with how scared I was. So yeah. I'm just fighting in my head of just like, I don't like this.
First of all, the way people deal with weed now, I'm used to it being, I was smoking weed when it was illegal. Okay. You know,
it's still illegal some places.
Yeah, it's still illegal. Actually probably still most places. But especially from being in Kentucky, that means when I was when even around people smoking, it was like, I even knew where it was grown. That's how it's like, it was grown here, taken there, and he packaged it up. Oh, yeah, Jesse? Yeah, this is Jesse. Oh, okay, yeah. I've actually been to his farm. Now, it's literally almost like cigarettes. It's like you just go pick your brand, pick your style, and you take it out. You know, people, you don't know what they got in it now. Just to go into, like, Angel's friend came out, and then she had to go to a store. It was my first time actually walking into a weed store. Uh-huh. And I'm standing there. I'm just like, this is really how they doing this now? It was like, it blew my mind. I'm just not that from that era of going into going into an actual facility or store that has to pay taxes.
And see, what I really would have wanted, even though I don't even know if this exists, but I'm pretty sure it does because, you know, rich folk. I wanted a kind of a luxury, almost spa-like weed experience. Yeah. Kind of like when you go to a spa and they're like, what type of treatment would you want? So what are some of the things you've been going through?
Angel didn't voice any of that. It was, I want to try it. I was like, all right. Like,
I did not know he was going to take the entire reins and be like, and got the weed, let's go. So I was just like, okay. And for me, because I know you had smoked before, I'm thinking you had more knowledge than what you actually
Not on this new tip. No. Not on this new tip. The strands that they got now, all these high, I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's why it would have been a learning experience for both of us. We could have both been like, now what is this?
Yeah, you didn't express, I know, just in this conversation, I'm hearing more versus what you told me in the past. Again, I just want to try it for the first time.
I didn't know that you were going to do what you did. I found out on my birthday, you had already bought everything. I was like, okay. All right, well, let's do it.
Yeah, I ain't even bad. I got Angel's weed head friend to get it.
Well, I didn't know that you had already set things in motion. I did not know that. I really thought we were going to go together.
It was for your birthday. So it's like, of course, it's like, you ain't going to be like, oh, I want this for my birthday. I'm like, all right, well, let's go set it up and do it. No, your birthday was going to be, especially after your birthday, we had to get canceled because of the pandemic. I ain't going to be like, all right, well, let's let you put in all the work as me. I got to put in. But from that non-communication, see, we always talk about communication. And on to our next sponsor. Now, from not communicating that with each other, it was like Angel ended up having a horrible sheet. I can look back on it now, and it's hilarious. Even in the moment, it was kind of funny, but I saw how bad she was panicking when she thought that chair was swallowing her.
I feel for you.
Yeah, I feel for you. I've had a bad trip before, and I'm like, it's not fun.
Okay, so this segment was supposed to be taking sides, so this will be the final part of the segment. So do you feel like weed culture has gotten better or worse with it being so commercialized and now legal in some places? What's your side?
Honestly, I don't know. I would, from somebody that don't rarely smoked it in, even in the past, even when I was surrounded by it constantly, and even, I ain't going to go into that. Shut up. I can't really speak on it. However, from look on the outside looking in, I'll have to say it's gotten better just from the fact of they're changing up laws now to, you know, they still got a whole lot of work to do, but people ain't getting as locked up in all these harsh sentences on the legal side. Also, it seems like people can get, like somebody like Angel can go in and get experience and actually find out exactly what it is they would need and how much of it they would need to do versus kind of the way, yeah, they got the oils now and all this stuff. Who brought that up? Something about the CBD? I can't even see.
Look at my old man.
I look like Melissa right now.
I clicked the wrong one.
They had the edibles and stuff. I would have to say it's probably gotten better. It's a little more accepting at this point now that you see even people that would publicly discourage it in private, they would smoke it. And now it's just like, you ain't got to be ashamed. Like, people are more willing to be honest about how they feel about weed or if they smoke it or, you know. So, yeah, I would say it's gotten better.
I think it's better and worse in here's how I'll speak to it. I think it is better in the fact that, yes, it is more accessible. There's more education around it. There's less stigma on it. And the benefits of it are now more at the forefront. The part of it that I'm just like, yeah, is that it's more accessible.
Yeah.
And I do feel like in California, see, the two women that I'm speaking of that made me go, I want to try it. They tried it so young, not because of other teenagers. It was because of other adults that were supposed to be in care of them that allowed them to have it. And they don't have any stigma against that. This is my perception of it. And I think, and especially in California, where California has been more acceptable for a long time, I feel like the introduction, because it's so accessible, the introduction is so young. And I do have a... I feel some type of way about that.
Actually, I had a cousin in middle school that was smoking and selling.
Mm-hmm.
I just now thought about it. I remember
now
he
you
had.
You want to talk about my family?
He had.
He had
a bud on the table, on his dresser, in his room, and I'm like, and I knew what it was. Didn't bother me. I'm like, why? And then I remember one of his classmates came by his house. And now this is like you probably picturing an environment. No, they lived in an extremely conservative neighborhood. He went to a very conservative school. All their neighbors were very pale.
Can I finish
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You said young age, and that's what made me think of that.
That's the part that I don't too much care for. Like, I feel like there's a strong enough guidelines with alcohol, not to say that there are people who drink too young as well, but I feel like there has been a line drawn in the sand of, this is when we find it appropriate for you to decide if you want to have alcohol. Know that you are sneaking anytime before that. I wish there was that type of line in the sand when it came to marijuana, and that does not exist yet. It's just become more accessible. So that's our side on taking sides.
This episode is brought to you by Four Sigmatic, a wellness company that is known for their delicious mushroom coffee. So we always have guests in town, and every single one of our guests drank coffee. And so we like to try to give them a bougie experience. You know, when you're in California, everything's better. And one of the ways we make their visit better is with Four Sigmatic's mushroom coffee with lion's mane instead of like regular old coffee, right? It gives them a quick uptick in their productivity, in their just being able to get things accomplished. And it's actually really good on their gut, and it doesn't give them the jittery midday crash feeling, right? All four Sigmatic products are organic and plant-based, plus every single batch is third-party lab tested to ensure purity and safety, so you know that you're getting the highest quality coffee and mushrooms possible. Now, you're probably thinking, does this coffee taste like mushrooms? Well, we have tested it out on our family and friends, and I can guarantee you this coffee is going to taste like coffee that you will love. It brews dark, nutty, and tastes incredible. Over 20,000 five-star reviews, and best of all, Four Sigmatic backs their products with a 100% money-back guarantee. Love every sip or get your money back. We've worked out an exclusive offer with Four Sigmatic and their best-selling mushroom coffee, but this is just for you. Is this going to cause an argument? Listeners, get up to 40% off on mushroom coffee bundles. To claim your deal, you must go to foursigmatic.com/argue. It's not argue. I'm so sorry. It's actually foursigmatic.com/argument. Okay. Listen, I don't want you to get you. Listen, it's like I ain't had my coffee today. You got to have your Four Sigmatic mushroom coffee so that you can get the right deal. So this offer is only for, is this going to cause an argument, listeners, and is not available on their regular website. All you need to do to save up to 40% off and get free shipping is to go to foursigmatic.com/argument and fuel your mornings with some delicious mushroom coffee. And listen, as your day continues on and you get hungry, you already know what you need to get. And that is that good old HelloFresh, honey. I've been cooking it like crazy for my kids. Yesterday, we had this really dope pasta dish with ground up. That's not what we had. We had the veggie quesadillas. They are one pan veggie quesadillas. So good. It had poblano peppers and onions. It had the Southwest seasoning. It's so good. First of all, HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. You get farm fresh seasonal produce and easy to pick, easy to make recipes delivered right to your door every week. Ingredients travel from farm to your door in under a week. They all arrive fresh, all without a trip to the grocery store or the farmer's market. You don't have to worry about overbuying or wasting food. That's the part that I really love. I don't have rotten vegetables just stinking up my refrigerator because everything you need is in the bag and you use everything for the recipe. You can pick your favorites from 50 different weekly options. Skip weeks when you need to, change your delivery date or update your preferences all on the HelloFresh app. And you can customize your favorite dishes with Hello Custom offerings by swapping out one protein or side for another, upgrading for a more luxe experience, or even adding protein to a veggie meal. That means more choices, more variety, and more meals truly tailored to you. Again, you know we love it. It makes my life so much easier. The meals come together so good. My kids have never, and I'm talking about never, complained about any of these HelloFresh meals. They have loved every single last one of them. So you should try it out too. Go to HelloFresh.com/argue16 and use code argue16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, that is HelloFresh.com. Going over there. HelloFresh.com/argue16. Use code argue16 to up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Okay, next segment. All right, so I'm going to read it off to you. Research has shown that couples that have a great friendship have a higher percentage overall of marital satisfaction. In fact, the emotional connection that married couples share is said to be 5 times more important than their physical intimacy. Here are some of the things that we do to keep our friendship strong. First of all, do you feel like we're friends?
Yeah.
Are we best friends? Mm-hmm. Are you my bestie? Mm-hmm. Are you my bestie with a Tessie?
With a what?
With a Tessie.
Tesla?
With a Tesla. Yeah, I know you don't have a Tesla.
I hate people.
Why? It's from a rap song.
Yeah,
it's
actually
the dope one. That's my best friend. He's a real bad bitch. I definitely think you a baddie. Whatever. Listen, the way you threw that thing in a circle, me. You can try to be serious face all day long, but we saw it. I do think we're best friends.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, I definitely agree with the article. I wouldn't even need to see an article to understand that. It's, to me, that's like a, seemed like it'd be more of a common sense matter. Like, if you are really good friends, best friends with your spouse, especially if your relationship is built upon friendship and trust, like, it's very rare people, if it's a true, true best friend, it's very rarely people break up unless they just grow apart because life takes them that way. It don't just be ending drastically like that with really close friends.
I think when people have a, I think when people have a loss of like romantic intimacy, they be ending, even if they're in a friendship, like when that is not apparent. But I do think some of the things that Marcus and I do that is best friend like, outside of just laughing, finding reasons to laugh with each other, sending each other funny videos. That's one thing that we do often. Marcus loves seeing a dog do something stupid. That is one of his favorite things to send me. Is a dog doing something that ain't got no business doing.
It's one another clip. It's like, I'm sorry, just real quick. It's like 10 minutes long of like dogs just failing. Oh my God. That will send me to the hospital. Go ahead.
Marcus loves it. Another thing that we do that might sound goofy is that me and Marcus, our talk shit slash gossip game is strong. Mm-hmm. Like, Marcus, you know, like, I know dudes don't do it that often, but with girls, we be like, give me the tea. We love that. Give me the tea, right? Well, Marcus, I don't think there's anything that makes you more of like my best friend than the fact that when I have tea, you be ready with your cup to sip it up.
Because it'd be the presentation. It's like, I talked to so-and-so and guess what? And I'm like, what? And then it was one time where I actually had some tea for Angel. I called her. I was like, hold up. Is this what this be feeling like on the other end? Because it was information that came to me that I, out of the blue, I'm like, of all people, this came to my ears. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it'd be the presentation. I'm just like, all right, lay it on me. What is it?
Oh, it's the best. It is like,
I'm like, I need to get more of that because that was good. But I don't be paying attention. I don't be caring about people's stuff like that. But that actually came to me and I was like, oh, really?
the let me tell you, it's just, you talking about, I turn into, like, I don't know, I could feel energy radiating from my body with that. I'm like, what you got to tell me? It is something. It's something like no other. But before we continue with our main topic, let's go to our last sponsor who y'all know we love, and that is BetterHelp. Yeah, so when Marcus be having good tea, or the fact that he responds to my tea, because Marcus can have, y'all, those of y'all who've been watching us for a while, Marcus knows how to be unbothered and unaffected, or just plain old not care. Give a rat and just be like, okay. Like, in that, if he was like that with the tea, we would be having marital problems. He knows in those moments, even if the tea don't pay off, that cup is out and ready for the porridge in the city.
Because it is sometimes Angel tell me stuff, and it might be like some like good tea, but if it's something that I don't be caring about, I'm like, okay. Because she'll start it off, and just by her being like, all right, I know you ain't gonna care, but let me tell you this. That's why I was like, all right, let me just go on and give her the energy. Because then I get all into the, so what then what they say? First of all, don't nothing bring cement a couple together better than talking about other people.
Right. It's and also love when, like, it's something that we've talked about before and we're in the situation where, like, what we talked about is, like, something is happening and we can be like, We can do that little.
Yeah, the look, it'll be. Oh, for real? Oh, yeah. Man, that's crazy.
All we need.
Oh, you was there too? One. Man, that's crazy.
Or the get in the car. It's the get in the car, close the door, talking through the teeth. Did you see what I saw earlier? Like, because we ain't pulled away yet. So we
You saw how he looked at him, right? When he said that?
Oh,
you already know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's crazy right there. Thing is, everybody be doing the same thing. Me and Angel be arguing in front of people, and they be leaving. Like, look at them talking about us. I text them, you're welcome.
Yes, I'm telling you, that's a shame that that's my biggest advice. Have gossip with your spouse for friendship.
You know what it is? It's like, it's that somebody said gossip telepathy. Mm-hmm. Is that the right word? Yeah. That's like, Angel, I know when Angel looks at me, and if a such situation happens, all I got to do is clench my jaw and she can see. Mm-hmm. And don't let us be set beside each other.
Oh, yeah. Me and Marcus, as some of y'all were being nosy during the Bald and the Beautiful.
She's stupid. She's so stupid. I was laughing because Angel's stupid. That's why I was laughing.
Y'all
was like, they text thread is lit. Look at them.
Love it. I love a good side text. It ain't got nothing to do.
Nothing
that text
to do with
had nothing.
Nothing
to do with anything happening in the moment. I was like, let me send this text. Let me see what he say. And then see it again. Marcus, his RBF is strong. He was yesterday was so funny. I was looking at his face. I said, are you focused on something or is that your attitude right now? He's like, a little bit of both. I was like, yes. So when Marcus is working, a lot of time his RBF is strong, not because he has any type of attitude. He's just like focused. So sending him the text message I sent him during the Bald and the Beautiful and seeing him blush.
I'm gonna let y'all know, this fool said, send me a crotch shot. I was like, what? She was like, dude, send me a crotch shot. That's why I was laughing. And I'm like, first of all, it's dark. Second, I got on pants. What you mean a crotch shot?
Hold up. The fact of the matter is that you took
because she wouldn't let it go.
Yeah,
because otherwise it would have been dark. I said, I'm going to make this real obvious. I turned the flash on. Y'all see me if y'all was watching it. I went to my car, turned the flash on, went just like this. You should have seen Kevin. Look, he still don't know what's happening. He was talking. He was like, and looked at, then she going to text me, Marcus, they saw the flash. Your flash is out. I'm like, I know. I don't care. Like.
No, you're supposed to care. It's supposed to be secrets.
Because I wasn't going to keep that going because I'd have took a stupid picture of some damn pants. Then she'd be like, I can't see nothing. Get in the light in that dark ass room. I was like, no, I'm going to end this right now.
Did you see I sent you a picture too?
No.
I sent you a picture.
No, I didn't see it.
It was me drinking wine on the show.
Yeah, I did.
It was very hard to coordinate to like take the photo and pose at the same time. Oh, it blessed my heart.
Ignorant.
Oh, it blessed. So I think that it's really what it is, because I feel like what makes somebody like a best friend versus a friend is typically they hold more of your secrets than anybody else. Right? Like when I really, like there's other things, but like I have friends that'll hold me down. I have friends that'll be there when I need them. Same as you. Mm. But there is something about the fact that there is a level of like secrecy that is between us that nobody else has with me that I think makes you my best friend.
Yeah, it's the secrecy. It's the vibe is that telepathic. Yeah, that telepathic thinking. Like, we can be out in public or in private, and we don't even have to voice what this, like, we could be sitting there watching TV. I literally could feel the energy, turn the TV up, and Angel pick up the remote and turn up the TV. This is like, and it's also literally the inside jokes, the things that don't even need to be said. To now, mm-hmm. I don't know very many people that don't like to laugh, and that's what we make right. each other do is laugh. And it's just like, if you can't laugh with your partner, it's like that's.
Listen, Keisha, who's my Sarah, she's my line sister. That was one of the things. She's been married a little longer than me and Marcus. I want to say her.
That's my homie right there, y'all.
Her and her husband, who is also like a brother to me, got married when I was in grad school. So they probably got like 3 years on us, maybe four. And so people have asked her and I, because we've been married the longest on the line and that are still married, like, what is it about marriage that you feel like, how are you making it successful? And her biggest thing was, she was like, find opportunities to laugh with each other. She was like, me and her husband's name is Alex. She said, girl, we laugh so much with each other, we'll give each other a headache. She was like, we find all the opportunities ever that we can to laugh.
They closely resemble us, because they would get together and they would just be laughing off in the corner to themselves. I'm like, yeah, that's us. Like,
yeah, it is. And it is a beautiful, it's a beautiful thing to see. So I would say that is our biggest advice when it comes to friendship and marriage, is just having those fun secrets, knowing each other, the vibe. Listen, me and Marcus's digestive systems have linked up since I've been gone. Our spirit of annoyance hits us at the same time. We've really become in sync, like best friends.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always recognize the physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, or even digestive issues that can be indicators of stress. And let's not forget about the doom scrolling and sleeping too little, sleeping too much, undereating, or overeating. Listen, y'all know I have let stress get to me to the point where I lost so much of my hair because I just didn't have a way to like deal with it. My mental health was all over the place. Dealing with moving, dealing with the stress of being a mom, dealing with financial stress. And let me tell you, if I would have had a therapist during those times, I would have been able to use assertive communication to be able to communicate the needs that I needed at the time, my fears, how I needed to be supported. And I can say that you can't replace what a good therapist can do. Like, you know, I believe in prayer. I believe in good conversation with friends, but there's something about having a licensed professional therapist that just is something that I wish I could gift every single person in the world. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. Give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress. Is this going to cause an argument? Listeners is getting 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/argue. That's BETTERHELP.com/argue.
Okay, so we're not done. If you thought we were done, we are not. We now have the question of the day. And I will say this, guys. We're going to come up with a way for you all to start submitting. I know we've said that, but life. We're going to come up with a way for our moderators to start getting you all's questions so that we can start adding them, but we're still using the ones that our moderator sent us.
What do you all hope your boys learn individually from you both that you hope they can make with them in life, work, and relationships that they carry with them basically into their life, work, and relationships?
Okay. So what do we want our boys to carry with them that they are taught for their life, work, and relationships? You know what's real crazy, and then I'm gonna let you talk. Me and Marcus are going through the process of getting our living trust created for our boys and for each other if something happens to us. Because again, like I said earlier in the conversation, I am more aware of how dependent we are on each other's income prior to Marcus coming off of his 9-to-5. If something happened to Marcus, while his income is gone, my income isn't affected. If something happens before, if something happened to me, while my income would be gone, his income isn't affected. That's not the case now. So I was like, we need to get a trust together, get our life insurance and policies together to make sure that if anything happens, we Gucci. Well, we're working with an attorney that we've introduced to this podcast before, Portia Woods, and she is helping us put together our trust. But she asked us this question in putting together the trust, which most people would not even think would be what your attorney would ask you. She said, how we put together this trust is based off of what do you want your children to learn in your absence? Mm-hmm. Which I was just like, wow. And yeah. I never even thought of it that way. So, do you have like an answer to the question already?
Well, I don't know if it's my answer is the same as what we discussed with her. Is, yeah, because mine was speaking. I was already thinking on when you said that same answer that I gave her was on the financial side of things, of them knowing how to handle. Finances. And that was one of the things that we brought up was, you know, if both of us were to go, this is what they would get. And however, they wouldn't have access to it until this age. And they would have to complete a financial literacy course in order to get access to this percentage at this age. And then the rest at another age. Mm-hmm. Just because you don't want to release a whole bunch of money to anyone that could possibly waste it or, you know, just be irresponsible with it. But in my absence, I would want them, first of all, in my absence, I hope they would remember the lessons that I try to teach them by being around and even verbally saying to them. I know I even told Marcus, I was like, I know I preach a lot, you know, do a lot of talking, I said, but same as you, even though my father's gone, I'm still learning from him to this day. So I would hope the history of me being if the history from being with me will continue to teach him throughout life. Mm-hmm. But in my absence, that's a hard, the only thing I could say is the lessons I left behind, like me, the way I carry myself as a man, the way I carry myself as a the way they see me act as a father, as a son, as a brother, as a friend, just remembering me. I hope that's a lesson that they could take with them. Or that's something, a continual learning process, I guess.
For me, so y'all, I just started with a therapist, right? And one of the things that in my first session with her that I realized, whew, okay, all right, Angel, this is something you got to deal with.
She's crazy.
No, I'm not crazy. Specifically dealing with my son, my oldest son, Jesus, all of them are my sons, is really allowing him to be him. And knowing that, and knowing when I'm responding more so to me being uncomfortable than to what he's doing being not the better choice for him. So in this very specific situation, all of our kids are way more, I mean, they're young too, but they are emotional. And me and their father, if you've watched us for any amount of time, are not the most emotional people. It's not that we don't cry. We do. And we do feel. It's just a lot of times not expressed via tears. And our boys are all, first of all, it's age appropriate. So I'm not saying that like, why are you crying? But our boys are a lot more emotionally expressive than what I can ever think of being in life in general. And while I'm over here trying to figure out what's wrong to help solve the what's wrong so that, you know, whatever has got them crying is no longer, no longer has them tore up. Sometimes I just need to know that this is how, even if the problem is solved, they still might be they still might be crying. Or even if I don't think the situation should shake them that much, that is how they would express it anyways, because that is how they are expressive. Mm-hmm. So I say all that to say that the thing that I want them to learn is to be comfortable and however they show up. Mm-hmm. So if they show up and they are in an emotional mess, it's fine. You don't have to make other people feel comfortable with how you showed up.
Right.
And I think I am, maybe not. People might not agree with that. I do think I try to make people feel, I try to make people feel comfortable. I try to make people feel comfortable being themselves. I don't want anybody to feel uncomfortable being their full selves with them, with me. But I think at the same time, then my offspring, I'm like, well, you need people to feel comfortable. You need to make them feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. No, if they're uncomfortable, that is their problem, not yours. And I have so long made it my problem to solve that I have to let that go. And I don't want them to pick that up.
Yeah, it's crazy how much I've learned about me just from you talking about your therapy sessions. Like, Asia come back, she was like, so this is what we talked about. And as she's sitting there explaining, I'm like, huh, it reveals things about me that I didn't know. And like when you said that, like Angel knows this, I, especially speaking at my age, I avoid situations where I can tell other people are uncomfortable because I don't care about how comfortable they are. I'm like, especially if I don't feel like I'm doing anything to make you uncomfortable, if you're going to enter the situation uncomfortable, I now block relationships of uncomfortability. It's like, clearly you're not comfortable around me, so I'm going to do you a favor and me a favor, and I'm not going to let that annoy me. I'm going to completely not deal with it. Because Angel, when I first said it, it was about a particular situation, a particular person. I was like, I'm not dealing with that. And I was like, all the crazy stuff or whatever. And Angel's like, I think I called it weird or crazy or something like that. And she was like, so you're not dealing with, you know, weird and crazy people? I'm like, no, we're weird and crazy. I know I can be weird and crazy. I said, I'm not dealing with weird and crazy relationships and situations. But it's them people being uncomfortable. Then that's when I realized, I was like, that's what it is. I don't care about how comfortable people are. If I'm not the one triggering it, if something about me makes them uncomfortable, I'm not going to care. I'm still going to be me. Mm-hmm. So I do want
that's what I want for my kids.
Yeah.
I want them to be like, listen. And if the person wants to address the thing that's making them feel uncomfortable, they can.
That's what I wish would happen. People would address it.
But this is the thing. This is what you're not acknowledging. You're uncomfortable with them being uncomfortable. That's why you're avoiding the situation.
I don't know about that. I think I become annoyed.
I wish they would say something. I
see what you're saying. Yeah.
It's affecting you some way.
Yeah.
Which makes you want to avoid the situation.
Yeah. Because before, I think I would kind of like try to cater to it. And it was like, oh, let's change this. Now it's to the point. It's like, no, I'm not doing none of it. I don't care.
I don't care. All right, guys. So this is the end of today's episode. We hope you all enjoyed it. We made it through, babe.
With what? Oh, no. This is the least amount of technical difficulties while filming that we've had on our own.
Yes. Oh, my God. So you guys, you can follow us. You can follow me at That Chick Angel on Instagram. My Instagram is popping. My TikTok is popping. That Chick Angel. You're missing out if you have not caught up with me. Help me on my road to hitting 100,000 on TikTok. What? You can also follow us and watch this podcast on That Chick Angel TV if you're not already watching it there. Again, you can join our Patreon at That Chick Angel. Well, it's patreon.com/thatchickangel. On Twitter, I am Angel the Actress. Marcus, tell them where they can find you.
Y'all can find me on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram is Marcus and on the Gram. Facebook, Marcus and on the Book. Y'all can catch me on Tanksley TV on YouTube, where I put up car reviews, a whole bunch of random crap. I have another podcast called Let Us Tell It. That's with me and Greg Goosby. Make sure y'all check it out. Let Us Tell It. That's about all man stuff, you know, relationships, emotions. not all man stuff, but a man's perspective. Two men's perspective. That's why we call it Let Us Tell It. But yeah, make sure y'all check that out too on Tanksley TV.
All right. YouTube. On to you to the tube. So until next time, we'll talk to y'all later.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.